You know, last week I gave a talk to a parents group here in Phoenix, and one of the things as I was prepping for the talk, I started to reflect on where I've come in this journey and how long I'd been on it, because, you know, I was desiring to convey maybe a little bit of a fresher message or a different message. I'm not really sure what the motivation behind it was, but as I started to reflect on the journey that I've been on, realize that, you know, you look at timestamps, and my son has been dealing with a heroin addiction for the better part of 10 years. It's been about 8 since I got pulled into his addiction and realized how serious it really was. For 2 years, I had an inkling, I had some sense of an issue with an addiction, but I didn't know what it meant to be addicted or have an addiction or having to deal with something like heroin. And when I got a call that he was homeless and now had been arrested from outstanding warrants as his addiction had become more active 8 years ago, that's when I realized that this was a serious problem. And then, you know, over the course of about a 2 year period of time, I did what every parent would do, is go to rescue, save my son. And, you know, that's when I got sucked into his addiction somewhat, to the extent where I lost control of my life. And then 6 years ago, I completed my bike ride, you know, the 100-day challenge associated with 100 pedals, where I just knew I needed to change my life, and I got on my bike and I rode for an hour a day for 100 days in a row. So, you know, the numbers are 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and 6 years ago. And now here we are today, and I'm looking at where I've come today and the journey that I've been on. And I really was starting to realize that there's been about 4 learning phases or 4 process phases in the last 6 years of my life. And in today's podcast, I just thought I would talk a little bit about the first one. And I think it's one that most everybody knows about, but I, you know, wanted to come back and try to look at it in a different light, because when I got on my bike, you know, 6.5 years ago to ride my bike for an hour a day for 100 days in a row, I did it because I knew I needed to do something to change my life. I knew that my life had, I had become completely broken in this quest to save my son, in this quest to help him find recovery, in this quest to use love and coaching and encouragement and a father's wisdom, whatever word you want to use, to get my son to this place where he would, you know, finally realize that there was enough hope and opportunity and love in the world that, you know, he could change his life. And, you know, that was the plan. But, you know, what I was really doing was, as I was suffocating my son with my quest to save him, and I was all in that obsessive quest, what I was doing is I was destroying myself, slowly but surely eroding away who I was as a person. Because with every failure, with every setback, with every unsuccessful attempt to bring him to recovery, I felt the failure. I felt shame of not being able to do it. I felt guilty for somehow not being able to get my son to that place. And, you know, so my health suffered, my relationship suffered, my business suffered, everything suffered as I continued to go down this spiral of out of control, until the day I decided I needed to get on a bike and change my life, accept the challenge to do something different. And that first phase, that's what I would call the first of 4 phases, but that first phase was finding healthy balance. And it's so hard for... It was easy for me, because I had that clairvoyant, you know, that clarity, that moment of clarity that says, I have got to do something different. This isn't working. I am suffering and all that other stuff. But, you know, now that I look back on it, it was a wonderful gift that I gave myself, because I didn't know what I was giving myself. And I think when I talk to parents and I say, you know, find your bike, find that thing, that meditative peace that allows you to get physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically healthier, and in the process of becoming healthier, you'll become healthy. It gives you a better perspective of what you're dealing with. When you're in the tornado, when you're in the chaos, when you sacrifice everything to accomplish anything, you lose control. And so what that bike ride did for me was it allowed me to regain control of something in my life that was important, my health and well-being. And I think that that phase is the most critical phase. And so many parents say, oh, I don't have time. I don't have the energy. I wish I could, but my nerves, those are exactly the reasons why you need to. Is because you believe that you can't, you believe that you won't, you believe that there's some obstacle in the way that's preventing you from doing it, when the only thing that's really preventing you from doing it is your own fear or your own preconceived notion that whatever you're doing is more important than whatever it is you need to do. Nothing is more important than you taking care of yourself. Nothing is more important than for you to get to a place of healthier balance, a healthier emotional, physical, spiritual, psychological energy. You're of no value to anybody when you're broken. And being the parent of a child who's suffering from addiction is broken. In fact, you know, we're all broken human beings anyway, but the truth of the matter is that we're more broken than normal because of this thing that's going on around us that we want so desperately to control. And the more we try to control it, the more we try to control it. And the more that we try to control it, the more we lose control over something that we can't control. So the thought is when I look at phase one is that make a commitment to do something for yourself. And it's not a commitment, you know, a 5-day commitment or a 3-day commitment where you say, I'll try it out, let me go for it, let me see how it works. Now that's not a commitment. That's testing the waters. That's dipping your toe in the pool and saying, if temperature feels right, I'll dive in. What I'm encouraging you to do is take a long look at your life and say, what is it, that one thing that I know that I need to do that would be good for me, that would bring me, for me, not about anybody else, not about outcomes, not about solutions, not about inspiring others to follow, none of that stuff. This is that thing that in your heart says, I need more time for me to do whatever it is, whether it's walking, whether it's meditating, whether it's just I need quiet time, you could ride a bike, I don't care. But what is it, that one thing that you need to do for yourself more than anything right now? And to make a commitment to do it, say, I'm going to do it every day for the next 100 days. I'm going to do it every day for 100 days. I'm going to absorb, I'm going to not sacrifice that time, no matter what, for 100 days. That's a commitment. And while you're doing it, I would encourage you to journal. I would encourage you, you know, your whatever it is after you've done it, for, you know, make a few notes of what you've experienced, what you've felt, what you've seen. And just write them down. Nothing more than just to capture that experience of the satisfaction of honoring that commitment to do something for yourself that day. And do it every day. Do it every day for 100 days. Mark it on the calendar when you're going to start, when you're going to finish. And tell, if you need to tell other people, or you create some boundaries or you create some structure around your commitment, say, this is something I need to do for me, and because I need to do it for me, I'm just telling you guys all right now, I am asking you to respect that, I'm asking you to honor it, and I'm going to make sure that I respect it and that I honor it for myself. And then after 100 days, sit back and see, find out what you've learned about yourself. Look back and discover what you've experienced about this time that you've given to yourself to take care of yourself. And this is all about introspection, not outward stuff. It's not how you're, whatever. It's how you've done something for yourself. Your words, your behaviors, your actions, your energy. What's different? What's changed? What's come of this for you? And then when you're done with that, or while you're going through this, send me notes. Drop me an email. Let me know where you're at. I'd love to see what you're doing with your 100 days, because the first phase to finding you're navigating your life through and around the chaos of a loved one's addiction is making sure that you're operating from a healthy space. And that healthy space only comes when you find time to make sure you're healthy and do the things that you need to do, at least that one thing that you know you need to do to be healthy. You can find me at dave@100petals.com, and I really am excited about your 100-day challenge. If you want, you can send me an email when you're starting, and I'll keep track of it, and I'll drop you notes and see where you're at. And if otherwise, just drop me notes while you're working on it. And if you have any questions on how to do a 100-day challenge, feel free to get in touch with me. I'll show you how to do it. Look forward to talking to you, and look forward to hearing you move on your journey towards finding peace in the chaos.